It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. The situation on the ground there, a couple of reports to pass along. The first from the Institute for the Study of War. This is a right-leaning think tank here in the United States run by a couple of folks closely connected to the neocon movement here, the Kagan family. They analyze or they assess that the situation on the ground in Ukraine is essentially a failure for Russia, that Ukrainian forces have defeated Russia's initial campaign of the war, which was aimed at seizing major cities like Kyiv, Kharkiv, Odessa, and other cities to force a change of government. And that effort has failed, according to the ISW. Russian forces continue to make some limited gains around Mariupol, but the ultimate fall of Mariupol, they say, is increasingly unlikely to free up enough Russian combat power to change the outcome of this initial campaign. Now, SOFREP, which is a news site here in the U.S. run by former American Special Forces troops, reports that Russian units in the north advancing on Kyiv, that 40-mile-long column of troop transports, armor, and fuel trucks, has reached the limits of their supply capabilities, leaving the guys at the front of the column short on food, fuel, and ammunition, which makes them vulnerable to Ukrainian counterattacks. And according to SOFREP, weapons arriving from the west have supplied Ukraine's armed forces with enough materiel to begin offensive operations. And they report that Ukraine has actually pushed back that column from Kyiv by some 30 miles. We don't have any way to corroborate this, but if these reports are true, this could mark a new phase in this war here. And not necessarily a good phase for the average citizen of Ukraine, because it could mark just the beginning of a long, drawn-out stalemate in which both sides are slugging it out one with another, neither side gaining any measurable advantage until one side or the other finally agrees to give in on some of their demands. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Zelensky over the weekend banned the activities of 11 opposition political parties, some of them with alleged Russian ties. The largest of them, the Opposition Platform for Life, which has 44 out of Ukraine's 450 parliament seats, largely coming from the Russian-speaking areas in the east of Ukraine. This party is led by a man named Viktor Medvedchuk, who is friendly with Vladimir Putin. In fact, Putin is the godfather to Medvedchuk's daughter. Zelensky also announced on Saturday that the country is combining all the national TV stations into a single platform to combat what he calls Russian disinformation. This new platform called United News is a national security measure, or so he says. Now, we can argue that it's necessary to eliminate freedom of the press, eliminate opposition political parties, because it's a time of war. Similar things have happened here in the United States. Abraham Lincoln very often just kind of ignored the Constitution during the American Civil War in order to get things done. But we can't turn our heads away just because we want to root for Zelensky and Ukraine as victims of Russian aggression. Political opposition, freedom of the press, no longer a thing in Ukraine. Now, Zelensky continued his practice of customizing his speeches to suit his audience. He's been addressing Western legislative bodies over the past couple of weeks, the parliament in the UK, the German legislature, Congress here in the United States. Over the weekend, he addressed Israel's Knesset via Zoom and made comparisons that he's made before, but he took it to another level, comparing Ukraine today with the situation of the status of Jews in Europe during World War II. That comparison didn't have the effect that Zelensky was hoping for. Rather than stirring Israel's leaders and legislators into uniting behind Zelensky's appeal for weapons systems for Israel, they basically said, That thing that you said about the Holocaust and it being like Ukraine today, no, that was really inappropriate and offensive. Zelensky is now walking back some of those comments. Turkish authorities have issued a NAVTEX, which is a navigational alert against mines drifting out into the Black Sea. Ukraine and Russia both blaming each other for laying the mines outside a number of Ukraine's ports. It's not known how many of the 420 mines, most of them were laid off the coast of Odessa, are drifting in the Black Sea, but experts say that even if 5% of those mines are now freely floating, they pose a serious danger to ships in the Black Sea. Each one of these mines contains about 20 kilograms of TNT. Moving on, topic number 4, Joe Biden's New World Order. President Biden caused a stir Monday morning at a gathering of business leaders at the White House when he talked about the state of the world in the wake of the Ukraine crisis. Either the president wasn't aware of how his words would be received, or he was aware and he chose those words deliberately.
I think, you know, my mother had an expression, out of everything terrible, something good will come if you look hard enough for it. I think this presents us with some significant opportunities to make some real changes. You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy, not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of them, as the one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
Well, the corporate media rushed to the president's defense. For example, The Independent, which is a newspaper in the UK, wrote, quote, "Anyone who took the trouble to listen to Mr. Biden's speech in full would have been left in no doubt that he was referring to the shifting sands of geopolitical relations in response to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine last month," end quote. Yeah, we know. Still, new world order? I mean, come on. Topic number three, COVID. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 again. This is the second time in 6 months. She will miss the president's upcoming trip to Europe again because the end of last October, she tested positive and missed the president's trip to Europe, Vatican City, Rome, and then Glasgow for the big climate summit hosted by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Just wonder, is there something about Ms. Psaki and Europe that she doesn't like, or does she have a specific reason for not wanting to be on the plane when it goes to Europe? Just asking if she knows something that she'd like to share with the rest of the class. The worst explanation ever, possibly, for the cardiac events, the series of cardiac events that have been occurring in young male athletes, football players or soccer, if you're here in the United States, why are we seeing so many dealing with cardiac events, young, healthy men in the primes of their lives? According to the Irish Examiner, referee whistles may cause a sudden increase in heart problems among sports players. Apparently, these guys are caught by surprise by the referee's whistle, and it causes a surge in heart activity. And wait a minute. Referees have been using whistles to stop play since forever. What has changed over the last couple of years that caused this? That's a rhetorical question. You know the answer to that. And actually, this might not be the worst explanation ever for the uptick in cardiac events in younger adults. According to BBC, it might be due to breathing too many times per day may cause a deadly heart attack. Okay. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control here in the U.S., also trying to get out ahead of things. Did you know that anyone can develop a blood clot? Anyone? They're trying to make us think that this sudden uptick in young people suddenly developing clots or heart issues is natural, normal, nothing to be concerned about. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. Topic number two. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, is going through her questioning by senators on the Judiciary Committee as she has been nominated for the Supreme Court, the vacancy left by the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer. She's been pressed on her record of giving light sentences to pedophiles. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley really hitting on this issue over the weekend in a very long Twitter thread. Judge Jackson argued that it was necessary to give lighter sentences because of the ease of procuring large volumes of child pornography through the internet versus the old days when they had to get child porn through the mail. And I'm going to quote from her response here. The guideline was based originally on a statutory scheme and directives, specific directives from Congress at a time in which more serious child pornography offenders were identified based on the volume, based on the number of photographs they received in the mail. And that made total sense before when you didn't have the internet, when we didn't have distribution. But the way that the guideline is now structured, based on that set of circumstances, is leading to extreme disparities in the system because it's so easy for people to get volumes of this material now by computers. So it's not doing the work of differentiating who is a more serious offender in the way that it used to, end quote. In other words, it's so easy to get the child porn now that you really shouldn't punish them harshly because it's just so available. I'm sorry, but this is not the kind of logic that should be adjudicating issues before the Supreme Court of the United States. I mean, that's like saying rapists who use dating apps should get a lighter sentence because it's so much easier to find and target victims. Well, Skywatch TV is on social media. You might check out some of our new sites here just to diversify in case Twitter and Facebook decide to follow YouTube and kicking us off. Gab, Getter, Parler, all the links right here. And coming up, we'll tell you how to download our free mobile app to bypass the gatekeepers of social media. And our top story of the day, space blobs. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, blobs in space. These have been dubbed odd radio circles by astrophysicists, or ORCs for short, odd radio circle, ORCs. They're thought to be an eggshell of radio waves that can be mapped against the background of space. They look like rings oscillating around an orb in the center, apparently because there's more material along the line of sight. It's sort of like a soap bubble in space is how experts are describing it. Some of these things are as much as a billion light years away, and they must be huge for us to be able to see them through an optical telescope, even the really high-end telescopes. They've encased, some of these orcs have encased central galaxies and have begun to swallow up other nearby galaxies as they continue to expand through deep space. Scientists don't know where or how these orcs originated or debated, but we're waiting to see if these radio waves that that make the shell of this bubble in space reach Earth so that we can test out my theory, which is that when we decipher what's in those radio waves, we'll hear the equivalent of some alien voice saying something like, hey, fellas, watch this. You know, before the big explosion that, you know, it's just a thought. SkyWatch TV's next conference is a virtual conference, and we're doing this to, so you could basically take advantage of more than 24 cutting-edge presentations in the comfort of your own home on your own schedule. The unveiling launches on the internet Friday, May 13th, 2022, 12:01 a.m. Central Time. That's UTC-5 if you're outside the United States. And you'll have 90 days access to all of these presentations to watch in any order you like, as often as you like for 90 days. Speakers such as Dr. Tom Horn, best-selling author Joel Richardson, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, by the way, who was our guest on the program yesterday, Ryan Peterson, many others. You get the complete list here rather than me reading it to you at defenderconference.com. Follow the link. It's the big red button that says click here to register, and that will take you to the sign-up location. All of these presentations will go live on the web May 13th, available for 90 days, and we thank you. Oh, by the way, do it before April 15th because that gets you $10 off. The $10 early bird discount through April 15th at defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. SkyWatch TV magazine is now digital. It's available for free. You find it online, the right-hand column at skywatchtv.com, or scan the QR code. It'll take you right to it. It is a an enhanced digital PDF. Links inside actually work, so you can maneuver around, go page to page, go directly to things that are linked on the web right from that PDF. You'll find it at skywatchtv.com, or scan the QR code on your screen to go right to the archive. During the month of March, our thank you gift for your gift of any amount is the latest book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Another one of his books that's turned out to be almost prophetic and very, very relevant. We like to send thank you gifts for your support because we can't do what we do without it. So during the month of March, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount, we'll send you a copy of the book. Find out more and donate online. SkyWatchTV.com/donate. SkyWatchTVStore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. SkyWatchFilms.com, a new division of SkyWatch TV. We're producing cutting-edge Christian documentaries, the likes of which you just can't find anywhere else, and they're available to you instantly. Instant access in full HD for as little as $3. That includes The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, and much, much more. They're all there. Link there. Instant access as little as $3. SkyWatchFilms.com. SkyWatchFilms.com. We're going back to Israel next spring, March 19th through 30th of 2023, with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan. We pray that you can join us there. This is a tour of Israel that is just unlike any other. We make sure that we go to Judea and Samaria. These are the areas the world calls the West Bank. But those are that's where 80% of the Bible's history took place. So you can't miss those areas and really see what Israel is all about. I mean, Joshua's altar is there. The footprints of God, as we discussed with Aaron Lipkin on the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Many others. We're also going to Gilgal Rephaim. That is a place you do not want to miss. It'll be featured in a documentary coming this fall to a couple of television stations. I know we're going to do some programming on it on Skywatch TV. Anyway, find out more. Reserve your place now. Skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen to take you to the website. We're going to Turkey this fall. Sharon and I, along with Doug Hershey, author of the best-selling coffee table books Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising, as we visit the cities of the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and much, much more. Historical and prophetic significance to Turkey, not to mention Turkish coffee, which is absolutely out of this world. Don't miss this. This is a wonderful opportunity to get additional deep background on the culture that produced Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They came from northern Mesopotamia, not southeast Iraq. We'll talk about that as we tour and just see some just incredible sites. The Turkish government really spending some money to develop its archaeological heritage, and there is a lot there. Find out more. You get a complete look at the itinerary and a breakdown of costs at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, Bible prophecy. Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, Pete Garcia, the experts talking to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Don't miss this conversation as we look at what is ahead as we approach the end of the age. Our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. That, by the way, gets you the schedule for all of our video programs, our weekly flagship show, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, Simply His, and Return to Eden. You'll find it all there at the website, or download our free mobile app. Add the app to Roku and Apple TV as well. That way you set the schedule. Whenever it's convenient for you, you just click the remote and we'll be there. If you've got the mobile app on your smartphone or tablet and you've got a relatively recent smart TV, more than likely it's compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, and you can cast the video directly from your mobile device to your TV, so you don't have to sit there and hold it, watch it on the small screen. Put us on the big screen. It's free. And the mobile app also gets you important news and a calendar of our upcoming events. That and more for iOS, Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, absolutely free. And we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.